Coach is filmed before a studio audience.
I have news, gentlemen. We can't let anybody else hear it. This is big. Where have our teams always been the weakest?
Linebackers.
Running back.
Wide receiver.
Special teams.
Passing. We've always been weakest at passing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, come on, you guys. You know that's where our trouble's always been. We've never had a great quarterback.
Until now. Guess who wants to transfer to Minnesota State? Bo Whitley.
What? Bo Whitley's leaving Missouri Tech?
Yeah, he said that if we're willing to tear down our entire program and rebuild it around him, he'd be willing to transfer. And I said, well, that's a little arrogant. How soon can you get here?
Whoa, Bo Whitley, I can't believe it.
He's a franchise, hey?
Guy sure makes a mockery out of the theory that this is a team sport.
Now, when do people hear about this?
Oh, no, no. Nobody's going to hear about this. Nobody. Now, Bo's got a couple more games to play at Missouri. And he doesn't want us to make an announcement until the season's over. Now, he said, and he made it clear, that if this leaks out, we lose him. I want everybody here to take an oath of secrecy. Okay, fellas, oath. Come on, oath. Congratulations, gentlemen. You're going to witness the dawn of a new era here at Minnesota State.
Yes.
But it doesn't leave this room. Remember that.
Got it. Doesn't leave this room.
Dauber, you can leave the room. Oh.
Christine?
Guess what? First-class player, and we're going to build a first-class program around him. In fact, everything we do from now on is going to be first-class. Okay, everything we do from now on is going to be first-class. Here's what I thought we'd do.
Let me guess.
Hey, can I turn off the TV? I'm having trouble hearing.
Regardless. Yeah, I'm sorry, Lucy. You know, I want to watch Christine. She always watches my ballgame, and I always watch her broadcast.
Right.
Which follows a more that you can hit the mute button until sports comes on. Okay. And here's what I thought we'd do. Obviously, we move Bo to quarterback.
What do we do with Danny?
Robert, Danny's graduating this year.
So soon?
Been here 4 years, huh?
And he's not just leaving? They're actually going to give him a degree?
Yeah, they're giving him a degree in economics or English. Which one is it, Luth?
I don't know. One of those E's.
I turn up the TV.
Sports guy's on.
Up next, scores and highlights with Bob Clifton. Stay tuned.
And we're clear. 2 minutes, everybody.
Christine, we're running long, so we're going to kill your urban renewal story.
Got it.
Bob, want to take the damn gum out of your mouth?
So, how's the luckiest football coach in America doing?
I didn't hear that.
He said, how's the luckiest football coach in America doing?
Thank you, Bill.
Come on, Christine. You have to admit, Hayden's had a lucky season.
I don't call 7-2 luck.
Neither do I. I call it a miracle. I was being nice.
Why do you always do this?
She's getting hot. She's getting hot, guys.
I am not getting hot. I just don't know why we have to go through this every night.
Because I'm interested in your life, Christine, and why you're dating the dumbest football coach in America.
He is not the dumbest football coach in America.
She's getting hot, guys. Pat her down, huh?
Could we just drop this, please?
Hey, I'm just a fan. I want to see my old school do the best it can.
And they're doing just fine with Hayden.
You don't know your sports, Christine. Take away this season, and the guy's got a losing record. And next year, he's going right back where he was before.
He is not.
He's losing his quarterback, losing half his offensive line, and you know he's not recruiting anybody decent.
Well, you don't know that.
Christine, I'm a TV journalist. I read the papers. He's got the same group of second stringers and also Rand's coming back that he always has.
Well, you don't know that.
30 seconds.
Everybody knows that. He's a lousy coach. Worst recruiter in America.
If he's the worst recruiter in America, how is he getting Bo Whitley?
Bo Whitley? He's getting Bo Whitley?
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. You said he's getting Bo Whitley.
No, I didn't.
Christine, is that true? We're getting Bo Whitley?
I said Bo Diddley. We're getting Bo Diddley. He's going to play at our homecoming.
How the hell did Hayden Fox ever land Bo Whitley?
15 seconds.
Bob, please don't say anything about this. It's supposed to be a big secret. Can't we just keep this between you and me and the 30 people in the studio until Bo transfers next year?
Bob, please
to be back. Now, here's my dear friend Bob Clifton with sports. Bob, there's a lot of hockey fans out there. How are the North Stars doing?
Crummy. But buck up, all you football fans. This just in from Minnesota State.
For all of you who thought that next season would be just a rebuilding year, it may turn out to be a breakout year. This reporter has learned from a very reliable source that Bo Whitley, the All-American quarterback from Missouri Tech, is transferring to Minnesota State next year.
Holy cow!
Whitley has powered a virtually unstoppable Tech offense, and he should be able to do the same for the Screaming Eagles. Now, if that's the case, our hats are off to Coach Hayden Fox, whose phenomenal luck this season shows no signs of ending. Now,
where the hell did he hear that? Who leaked?
I didn't think it liked me either.
Well, gee, somebody told somebody.
I can't believe after the speech you gave, any of the coaches would tell anybody. You didn't tell anybody, did you?
Of course not. I told Christine, but I mean, who would she tell?
Oh, I can't believe Christine would blab.
I can't either. I mean, she knows how important this is to me. Couldn't be her.
That's it for sports. We'll have a complete wrap-up at 11. Back to you, Christine. Christine.
Thanks, Bob. We'll return with weather in a moment. All indications are it's going to be a chilly night.
You going to Minneapolis?
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I wouldn't want to be Christine right now.
When do you want to be Christine?
Hey, we're all going out for dinner. You going to come?
You slimy, underhanded, opportunistic, backstabbing, blood-sucking little skunk.
Come on, Christine. Turn that frown upside down.
Why would you say that on the air? I told you it was a secret.
Well, what was I supposed to do? You dumped the hottest story of the year in my lap. If you didn't want me to report it, you never should have told me.
I didn't mean to tell you. You goaded me into it. Hayden is never going to forgive me.
Hey, Hayden's a big boy. He knows how it is. I'm not saying he's going to be thrilled by it, but what else can he do?
Christine!
That him?
Oh, God.
Yeah, right. Well, look, I got people waiting for me, so I'll see you, okay? You say hi to the big guy for me, okay? Good.
Where's Clifton?
At dinner. Why?
I want to pull his tongue out and tuck it in his pants.
Hayden, I know you're upset and you have every right to be. I don't know how it happened. It just slipped out.
I told you it was a secret, Christine.
I know you did.
But I trusted you. Why would you do it?
I was trying to defend you.
From what? Success?
Bob was saying all these terrible things about you, like he always does. You know how he likes to get me going. He was talking about how your whole season was based on luck and not skill, and how you were going to have an even worse season next year, and how you weren't good at recruiting, and I just couldn't stand to hear him berate you like that.
Well, he berates me and you destroy me. Well, I mean, where do I come out ahead in that, Christine?
I was just trying to explain what the circumstances were.
Well, I don't care what the circumstances were. I told you a secret. expected you to keep it.
Hayden, what can I say? I did a terrible thing and I know it. I knew it the second I said it. And if I could have taken it back, I would have. But I couldn't. And I'm sorry. I am sorrier than I have ever been in my life. What I did is going to wreck everything with Beau, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. Would it do any good if I called him and explained things to him?
What are you going to say? Is that the coach's fault? Don't blame him. He can't trust the people closest to him?
I don't know what else to say. What I did was unforgivable.
Yeah.
You think so too? Well, Hayden, if you can't forgive me, what do we do?
I don't know, Christine.
A fish for a one-act play we were doing, and Kelly's father graciously lent us his prized rainbow trout with the stipulation that if anything happened to it, he would stuff and mount me.
Did something happen to it?
Kind of. He set it down on a chair and somebody sat on it.
We tried to glue it back together, can you tell?
Looks okay from here.
Oh. Great. Then if we hang it back up by the fireplace, he'll never notice. So, did you and Dad make up?
Not yet. My being here is kind of a surprise. I thought I'd try one more time.
What are you cooking?
Oh, just about everything that's in the refrigerator. I was nervous. The longer I sat, the more nervous I got. And when I get nervous, I cook.
I am the same way.
How does that look?
Fine. He'll never know it was broken.
Oh, now maybe those nightmares will stop.
You know, if you and Dad are going to talk, we shouldn't be here.
I don't know if we're going to talk. So far, your father hasn't been very responsive.
I know what you did was bad, but it sounds to me like you were just trying to be supportive. And I think Dad's a jerk for staying mad at you this long.
He acts as if he'd be happier if I just dropped off the face of the earth.
Boy, I know how that feels.
What's going on?
Nothing. Nothing. We just returned your fish. See, looks good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just, no need to give that fish another thought.
Hi.
What are you doing here?
Making chicken.
I don't get it.
Well, Hayden, it's been 10 days, and I thought I'd try to talk to you.
I don't really think there's anything to talk about.
Look, I could understand why you didn't feel like talking at first, and I didn't try to press it. But a lot of time has gone by now, and I mean, you are planning on forgiving me someday, right?
Sure, I'll forgive you.
But you still don't trust me. Obviously, you can't get past this. I'm going to go. I don't know what more I can do. I made a mistake. I can't correct it. I can only be sorry, but that doesn't seem to be good enough for you.
I'm just not ready yet, Christine.
Fine. When you get ready, you give me a call. Let's just hope when you do that, I'm still ready. The chicken will be ready in 12 minutes.
Hey, Coach.
Hey, Dom. What you doing?
Altering my destiny. Hearing about Danny graduating has kind of inspired me. I found out he's an English major. So from now on, I'm an English major too. I figure if he can do it in 4 years, I can do it in 4 years.
Well, Dob, you've been here 8 years. Spent the last two as a math major. Now, if you go for another four-year degree now, won't that set you back 2 years?
I don't know. Let me see. 8 + 4 + 2 - 2. What am I trying to figure out here, Coach?
Nothing, Dob. Just stick to English.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, Luke.
How are you eating, Dob?
The catcher in the rye. I thought I was getting a baseball book, but so far it's just about some whiny kid in prep school.
I hate those kids. Anything new from Bo?
Well, I talked to him this morning. He's not as upset as he was last week.
Anything new with you and you know who?
Christine?
No, I didn't want to come right out and say her name.
Are you two going to be talking for a while? Because if you are, I'm going to go someplace else and study.
Dobber, this is my office.
As we say in English, I'll see you anon.
So how are you and you know who?
Christine, you can say her name.
Okay, Christine, I said, are you happy?
No.
Hey, when are you going to get over this? You've been on the warpath for 2 weeks now. Slamming doors, barking your head off, yelling at everybody you see. Not that anybody noticed anything unusual, but I'm closer to you. I pick up on these things.
Well, what do you want me to do, Luther?
Make up with her. She forgives you all the time. I don't know anybody else to do that. She's practically a priest. Hey, now, I haven't said anything up to now, but I gotta tell you, I think this is as much your fault as it is hers.
How is it my fault?
If you didn't want anybody to know, you shouldn't have told anybody.
But I didn't tell just anybody. I told Christine. If I can't trust her, who can I trust? Hey, Luther, what is the point of having a relationship with somebody if you can't share a secret with them? You know, I mean, sharing does not come easy for me. And all the time I was married to Beth, I was never able to share. Of course, the court's put an end to that. The thing is, I changed with Christine. You know, I opened up, and look what happened.
She didn't mean to do it, Hayden. She slipped. People slip.
But not Christine. I mean, I thought of her as being perfect, and she's not. She's just like everybody else, and I can't help it. I'm disappointed.
Well, I understand that. You know, I know Christine's not perfect. But boy, Hayden, she's close.
Yeah, I know.
I'm closer than you.
I know.
A lot closer.
Luther,
all right, but she is. It's your life. I'm not trying to tell you how to live it, but I'll tell you one thing. You can bet Christine's never going to make this mistake again. She is close, Hayden. Real close. Closer than you know who.
I guess I made my point. She knows I was mad, and she knows she was wrong. She's sorry.
Atta boy. I knew you couldn't stay mad forever.
Well, I like to think I can, but I can't.
What are you going to tell her? You forgive her?
I'm going to go over there right now. I just hope when I tell her the wonderful news that I'm taking her back, she doesn't throw something at me.
What are you talking about?
Well, I mean, Luther, you know, I've held her over the fire for a couple of weeks. I mean, chances are she's probably a little fried by now.
Well, if she's mad, just tell her you're sorry.
Right. Just tell her I'm sorry. I don't believe this, Luther. It doesn't matter who does what to who. The last chapter is always me saying I'm sorry. I had it. I had her apology, and I wouldn't take it. I mean, I had it. The fish was in the boat.
The governor is expected to sign that bill sometime tomorrow. In Duluth today, talks broke down between striking sanitation workers and city officials. Union spokesman George Walton said that he saw no immediate end in sight and no new talks have been scheduled. That garbage strike is now in its fourth day, and Duluth residents are hopeful that the temperatures remain cool. When we return, Andrea Hart will have a report from Bloomington on a new fleet of city school buses, and Bob Clifton will have all the sports.
And we're clear. 2 minutes.
Who's the idiot behind the set?
What?
Hi. Excuse me. Coach, is that you?
Yeah.
Get the hell off the set.
Just give us a second here, Bill, would you? Hayden, what are you doing here?
Well, I need to talk to you.
In the middle of a broadcast?
Yeah, well, I know it's a stupid place to do it, but you know, I just realized what a jerk I've been. I could hardly wait to tell you, Christine. Jeez. Anyway, this whole thing, I learned something from it, and, well, to err is human, and to forgive is divine. And you're human, and you made an error. And I'm forgiving you, so... Makes me divine. I don't know.
This isn't coming out right.
What I'm trying to say is, I am forgiving you, and, well, you're back in my life. What do you say?
Ah! What'd you do that for?
How dare you? You think you can come waltzing in here after treating me like I had the bubonic plague for the past 2 weeks and then tell me I'm back in your life?
Ah! Cut that out!
Well, what did you expect me to do? Fall into your arms and thank you?
Well, what would have been wrong with that? A hug would have been good.
30 seconds.
You have put me through hell these past 2 weeks. I thought I had ruined your team. I thought I had hurt your career. I was terrified you were never going to forgive me. I haven't been able to sleep. I can't stop crying. And you expect me to hug you?
10 seconds.
Oh, why didn't you hug me?
Is that all you wanted was a hug?
A hug would have been good.
Well, I'll hug if you won't hit me.
I won't hit
you. In 5, 4, 3, 2.
A happy day for local school children as a new fleet of bright yellow school buses comes to town. Andrea Hart has the report.
Are we clear?
Yes, yes.
Are we okay?
Are you really capable of forgiving me?
I hope so, because we're coming back in about 40 seconds.
Yeah, I can forgive you. I mean, God knows you've forgiven me and all those mistakes I've made.
I really am sorry, Hayden.
So am I.
I still feel so bad about Bo.
Oh, come on, losing Bo Whitley isn't that bad. It's not as bad as losing each other. Besides, can you keep a secret?
No.
Oh, come on. I want to show you I can trust you. Nothing's definite yet, okay? But I talked to Bo a few times, and he says that if we're willing to wait until the end of the season, there's a chance he may play for Minnesota State.
That's wonderful.
In 10, Christine.
Oh, I can't tell you how much better I feel.
Yeah, me too.
4, 3, 2.
Thank you, Andrea. And with scores and highlights from the world of sports, here's our own Bob Clifton. Bob?
Thank you, Christine. Well, sports fans, that on-again, off-again transfer of super talent Bo Whitley to Minnesota State just might be on again. This one-